That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, millennials, and welcome back to The Toast. Happy Monday. Hope everybody had an amazing weekend. Today is such a special day. I am still down here in Florida, and I needed a co-host, and honestly, there's nobody better, nobody greater. Our older sister, Olivia, is here joining me. Hey, Liv.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. You know what's so funny? It's like people don't know me.
Yes, well, we have so many new toasters.
Yeah.
And you haven't been on The Toast in quite a minute. The last time you were on The Toast, I don't even think you were a mom of two yet. Were you?
So the last time I was on The Toast was audio when you were at Stagecoach.
Yes.
I don't like know how much that counts, even though I know you have a significant amount of podcast listeners, so it definitely counts.
It counts.
But the last time I was video, you were still in, both of you were still in the New York studio. I was still living in New York.
Yep, I remember that. That was great.
We have that one photo of you and me, which will be like, take another one today and it'll be the only photo used for the next like 2 years.
Yeah, that's the thing with Olivia's birthday. I can never find a photo that either I don't hate or she doesn't hate.
Yeah.
So we have that one photo from the last time, and today's, we'll take a photo after this and hopefully we both love it.
Yes, however, we did decide yesterday in the car that we're over that like toxic photo
We did.
Stuff.
We had that conversation.
Like I used to be absolutely crazy about it. Like I was one of the first people, like when Facebook came out, that like I had to approve my tag photos. And I just want to say, like, I'm done with that. Like if I look bad in a photo, you can go fuck yourselves for talking about me behind my back, you know?
No, we used to be so crazy. Like when we would take family photos, all four of us, we would have to like pass the phone around to edit it. We were so mean. Yep. And you know what? Like I think that's part of growing up. Like, just fuck it. Like, it's so exhausting to care so much.
To care so much. And I just, like, I don't care anymore.
No, I care.
Like, I do.
I care.
Like, I do, but not at the scale that I did.
Yeah,
you know?
I care. But, like, really not as much as I used to.
I'm sorry. I just feel like I talk so loud, you know?
By the way, so this is a problem we have at The Toast. Yeah. I talk so fucking loud.
Yeah.
And Jackie talks it like a normal person.
Oh, okay.
Because she's like a quiet little girl.
She's lovely.
So my audio is always louder than Jackie's, but you're loud too. So today we're just going to bust the speakers, bust the windows out your car, you know?
I bust my windows.
Are you a Glee fan?
I am. But, you know, I watched Glee like when it was on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped like when I went to college because it was like.
You were too old.
Yeah.
I never stopped. You know what's so funny? Like you, I feel like we talk about this every time you come on The Toast because we end up talking about Bravo, and you really invented Bravo in the family.
Of
like,
course.
I remember when we were really young, you were watching like Jill Zarin, and that's how I started getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I know you don't watch it anymore, but like, what are you obsessed with pop culture wise? Like I'm a Gleek, you know, I'm a Twifty. I love Twilight. Like I have my things. What are your things? I know you're like a mom of two now, so you obviously have, you know, like priorities beyond Twilight.
I'm Alex Earle obsessed.
You are.
I just I live for her.
Tell me why.
Because you want, like, even though she's like the most like gorgeous creature with the sickest body, like I really just resonate with that, like, going out, getting drunk, like just
being
like
young.
That vibe. Like I was that person.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in it, you feel like you're never not going to be it.
So
but
true.
Now I'm so not it that it just like, it gives me like beautiful nostalgia for it.
You know, that's a really good way of pointing it. That's like when they say, you know, you don't know that those are the days until the days are over.
Yeah. So I'm really like obsessed with her. And like, I'm just not like into things that people are obsessed with. Like, I do not watch Vanderpump Rules.
Mm.
I am, like, personally boycotting the new Rahoni for so many reasons.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just cannot get behind this stuff. But there will be select things that you'll be like, Olivia, I think you'd really like this. Like, the first season of Salt Lake Real Housewives, I really enjoyed that. And I think it's because, like, I just really love the state of Utah. Like, we've always had wonderful times being there. And I just liked that newness vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I'm into.
So wait, I'm sorry. You said like you trust my opinion if I say like Olivia.
Okay, right. I will watch Young Sheldon. Okay, fuck
you
guys, off.
Olivia will not fucking watch Young Sheldon.
You put it on and I was watching it. Like I was enjoying it. But it's just like, here's the thing. It's like, I'm not like sitcom girly. Like I don't watch Friends. I don't watch The Office. Like what I'm looking for is not something with like 12 seasons that's like syndicated and on for forever. I'm looking for like murder mystery. Gonna find out in the last episode after 8 with part of this limited series that like the whodunit. Done it.
No, I get it. But will you trust me that like I'm your sister, I love you, I know you, and I know what's good for you, and Young Sheldon is good for you.
By the way, I'm not resisting. It's just not the priority for probably like today or this week, but that doesn't necessarily mean like next month starts August. So like it could be the priority for the month, you know?
Okay. I just know you and Zach will love it. And it's family friendly. Kayla can watch it too.
Yeah, no, listen, like I'm not down, you know?
Yeah. So for anyone who's new here, Olivia is our older sister. She's the, you know, she's in charge of us. She always has been in charge of us. Mm-hmm. Except some of us just can't be managed, but she tries. You're a mom of two.
I am.
Michaela and Levi, like mm-hmm. the absolute apples of my eye. And I really wanted to give everyone an update because whenever I come down here, I pretty much sit on the podcast and like talk about how Michaela will not acknowledge me. I like give her so much love. I'm obsessed with her and I just want her to reciprocate that. And she's like the sweetest little girl to everyone except for me. Now,
because you guys are the same person.
Yes, we are. Like yeah. We have a lot of like toxic, chaotic energy.
Totally.
So I wanted to give everyone an update because I've been here now for like 5 days and it's a different girl. Michaela is, you agree, like obsessed with me.
She's obsessed with you, yeah. But she kind of like always was, but like you guys like to toy with each other, you know? Like Antiquia is like because she loves the attention from Antiquia.
I know, but it was not, she was not like playing with me. She just really didn't like me. And I don't know what it was. Maybe she's just grown up a little bit. Maybe I'm a little bit more calm. I mean, I'm not. But we have had such a fabulous, like, I don't know when I'm leaving, but when I do, like, I
never
will.
Leave. That's
I will cry. Say. I will cry.
I know.
Michaela and I were so connected and we never were. And it's just.
I mean, like you fully got in her bed.
I got in her bed and she didn't like cry. She let me lay in her bed with her.
Yeah.
She lets me take pictures of her. We have like little photo shoots on my camera when she dresses up. Like it's just, it's been such a delight. And I just honestly wanted to bring you on here to say thank you for giving birth to literally the queeniest queen who ever queened.
Thank you so much. Yeah, she's pretty epic.
She's such, like,
I think everybody got a little glimpse of her on your TikTok when you're like, I want to address something. And she's like, I want to dress too.
She's so girly. She loves dress. She loves Belle.
She literally hysterically cried this morning because I would not put her back in her Belle costume. I'm like, it's Monday morning. Like, you cannot wear a Belle costume.
She also cried last night when I got her ready for bed. She wanted to sleep in her Belle costume.
Yeah.
I think maybe we have to get her more costumes because she's only wearing the Belle one.
But by the way, she does have other costumes. Like she has an Elsa and then she has like this other one that's kind of like garden fairy vibes. And like when she's into something, like she's into it. Like there's just no other way.
We're so similar. Like when she becomes obsessed with something, I know, thanks to me, I got her obsessed with High School Musical.
You did. But it, like that kind of ship has sailed right now.
No. When I got here, she got in bed with me. I'm like, what do you want to watch? She said High School Musical.
Well, because I think that's like your thing now. But she's like, actually, my kids are super, like Levi especially is the cutest little muffin man in the world, obsessed with like 1950s musicals. So like we're really having like a Bye Bye Birdie moment right now, Singing in the Rain. Like we listen to Bye Bye Birdie in the car. Kayla's like, we love you, Conrad.
Yeah.
Like
when my bedroom wall, I share a wall with Kayla's bedroom and we put her to bed and I'm like, what? I'm laying in bed with Ben, like turning down for the night. And this is what I hear. We love you, Conrad. Oh, yes, we do.
It she, is like, the sings cutest herself thing. To sleep at, like, the highest decibel possible. Also, similar
we're
to
so
you.
We're simpatico.
You are.
So, Liv is going to join me for the Fast Five today. We've got actually very good stories. I threw a little business news in there because Olivia is our resident marketing girl. Like, Olivia knows everything about, like, you know, business. So, she's going to give us some advice. Actually, she's going to give Elon Musk some advice. So, I think without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five stories that you need to know. Today's episode of The Toast is brought to you by Caraway. Caraway cookware is non-toxic and it's chemical-free, so you can fill your summer with your favorite recipes without any worry. Caraway makes cookware with the convenience of non-stick without the concerns of toxic forever chemicals, so you get the best of both worlds. You know, I am staying at Jackie's house where she has literally every Caraway product ever. Ben and I have been living it up, you know, making chilies, doing our worst, and cleanup is so easy. I mean, Ben hasn't been a part of cleanup. I have, and I can say it's been pretty easy. And Caraway's summer refresh event is happening June 20th to July 15th. For a limited time, get 10% off the internet's favorite kitchenware. It's the perfect time to take care of all your summer gifting. It's ideal for both graduates and newlyweds. With cookware, bakeware, food storage, and tea kettles to choose from, there's something for everyone. Caraway's internet-famous kitchenware is a staple for any home, and it comes in variety of modern shades to fit with any design aesthetic. Their non-stick, chemical-free ceramic coating makes the easy cooking and cleanup. The non-toxic kitchenware means that foods can be prepared with peace of mind that no hard-to-pronounce chemical will leach into your healthy ingredients. All of their sets come equipped with complimentary, easy-access storage solutions, so if you live in a tiny New York apartment with no cabinets like I do, it's super easy to store all your Caraway products. They make it so easy. They've truly thought of everything. Visit carawayhome.com/toast10 to get 10% off during their summer refresh event. Certain exclusions apply. That's carawayhome.com/toast10, T-O-A-S-T-1-0, or just use code TOAST10, T-O-A-S-T-1-0, at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. Today's episode is also brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Whether you have a few weeks old puppy or a senior dog who's seen multiple decades, any dog person, like me, knows that the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet. The Farmer's Dog can help keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with them. So what is The Farmer's Dog? I'm so glad you asked. It is a company that makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It is recommended by vets, it's nutritionally balanced, and it's made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. It's truly the best option for dogs at any stage of life because it's not kibble, it's not canned, it's not processed, it's real food. So traditional dog and wet food options that I'm sure a lot of us know, they're really processed, they use lower quality ingredients, and they are extremely difficult to portion accurately. But when you sign up for The Farmer's Dog, you take this quiz, they ask so many questions about your little Streis bro, so you really feel like they get to know your dog and will put together the proper package for you. So if you're looking to maintain your dog's weight, this is a great way to do it. It's one of the biggest indicators of living a full, healthy life for your dog. Theo switched, I mean, so many benefits, like his poops just are better. You know, they're more concise, they're smaller. His fur is so shiny, his breath, oh my God, his breath was so bad, not to be rude, but it was truly horrible. And a healthy diet isn't just important for humans. We love our dogs so much. Like, let's take the best possible care of them. So it doesn't matter if your dog is young or old, it's always the right time to begin investing in their health. It'll help them live healthy, happy years together with you. So get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/toast. That's 50%, half, 50. 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/toast. Okay, our first story is something that kind of consumed my weekend. I saw the news and then I kept seeing like different TikToks of different angles of this incident and I keep learning more information about it, but I really want to talk about it. Cardi B throws a microphone at a concert goer who tossed a drink at her while performing in Las Vegas. So I feel like we all saw the clip, but if you didn't, during an outdoor set at a beach club in Vegas, the Grammy winner became the latest musician to be targeted with items thrown at them during a performance. So in a now viral video of the incident, Cardi can be seen wearing an orange dress during the performance and looking surprised when a drink is thrown in her direction while performing Bodak Yellow. In response, Cardi threw her microphone at the front row attendee, who security seemingly escorted away. After the incident, the rapper tweeted a different video of the angle, which shows a clearer view of the fan attempting to throw their cup at Cardi B, who reportedly continued to her performance after the mic toss.
Yeah.
So,
So many thoughts.
Okay. My initial thought, I was like, you know what? Good. Fuck around and find out, bitch. Like, we live in this age where people are so entitled when it comes to celebrities, Bebe Rexha, Kelsey Ballerini, like we see it all the time. And I feel like as a performer, you're taught, of course, to never respond. The customer's always right, bullshit like that. Yeah. And you know what? No, right. You're gonna throw something at me, bitch. I'm gonna throw something at you. Now, of course, Cardi's, you know, weapon was a lot heavier and more painful, I think, yes, than a cup of liquid. But you know what? Like, the other girl started it. So at first I was like, you know what? Cardi B.
Well, there's a lot of things to unpack here because I watched like 45,000 different Me angles too. Of this last night. And I learned a couple of things that Me I think too. It's important to share.
Yeah.
Number one, apparently at some point during the set.
Earlier? Yes.
Okay. She said like, spray me basically. Like, yep. You know, like.
She told people to like
Splasher, I think was Splash, she said.
She said to splash her pussy. Like,
yes.
I think it was a nod.
And by the way, there's a big difference between hair and face and pussy. I just want to say that.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But when I saw that, I'm like, oh, come on. Like, then you're opening the door for people to throw stuff at you.
Yes.
And I feel like when you're a performer in this day and age, like, that's just a big no-no. Like, I would never, you know, I think all performers would agree, like, never encourage that because, okay, someone throws a cup, next thing they throw their shoe. Like,
yes.
You're opening the door. So once I saw that, I was like a little less on Cardi's side. I'm like, oh, yikes. Because the girl was doing pretty much exactly what Cardi asked her to do.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a classic case of it's Teresa Giudice, like, flip switch.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I just think actually, like, something happened and she reacted. Like, and that's almost why, like, I feel right in the middle of this. Like, I feel like I can really identify with both sides, but I feel like it's something, it reminds me of that time when you, me, and Ben, I think we were in AC and, like, you splashed the milk at me. And, like, you thought it was so funny, but it's like,
my God,
do you know immediately how you react? Like, you just react because, like, something happened and, like, your brain can't process it fast enough.
Olivia, you just unpacked, like, the craziest memory. I have to tell the story.
I can't wait till you gaslight the fuck out of me and tell the story. No, I think that's not what it was.
I think I would tell it accurately. We were in Atlantic City. I think we were in the hotel room,
in the hotel room.
And, you know, they had, like, that coffee machine with those little creamers that are in those little tiny, like, cup things.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, if I just squeeze the bottom of this cup, like, all the creamer will explode. And I was like, I'm going to do it. And you were like, don't do it. And I was like, I'm going to do it. And you said, don't do it. And I did it. I got creamer in your hair and you.
Well, the creamer was expired and it smelled like donkey.
The drama.
Okay. And I literally.
She flipped.
I flipped. But by the way, and it's like, you just react because something happened, you know?
By the way, I totally understand, like, the most. Yeah. That wasn't even what I did.
Talk about the real part of the story. That's the hilarious part. Like, she was lip syncing because the music kept going.
So there was like that's what a lot of people aren't talking about is like the second she threw the microphone, she obviously couldn't sing anymore and the track kept going. Although I do think that's actually a very common thing for rappers to do is to sing, to rap over their tracks because there's like background. I don't know. I saw some people talking about that too. Honestly, I don't really care.
I don't care either. I'm just trying to, I watched so many different videos of this that I was just trying. Because like, you know, when she threw the microphone, she didn't actually hit the girl who threw the cup. Like, she hit somebody else.
So then that's another level of, like, Cardi kind of being in the wrong because she hit the wrong girl. And then this innocent girl gets a big-ass microphone thrown at her.
Yeah. And somebody said she has a single coming out, so she's just looking for headlines. Like,
I saw that,
too. There's really a lot. TikTok is where you get the news.
And the girl who threw the cup, like, the second she released it, saw Cardi get mad and said, I'm sorry.
I know. I saw that, too.
Like, it wasn't malicious. Cardi did open the door. So, like, I was ready to come on here and be like, love this. Yeah. Cause I think like what I would love to do to the guy who threw his phone at Bebe Rexha, like choke.
Right.
So like finally someone else getting it in return. But like, I don't think this girl was the one to get who deserved it.
I know. I agree with that. And I think also, I know.
It's so the more we learn, like,
and you have to keep learning. That's the thing. You have to keep fucking learning. Cause like, you can't just take the video at face value. Like, even when you're ready, you're like, I'm sure we all saw the video now, but like the video, would that video even stand up in court?
No,
it would not.
Olivia, you know what? Cause it's circumstantial, right?
Sure.
It's circumstantial.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I'm not on Team Cardi, even though like,
and I'm not on Team Cardi. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Cause like, I totally understand. Cause
I want to see a video of when she said, splash my pussy. I think I just wanted to say pussy on the toast.
We say pussy on the toast all the time.
I think we need to go back and see that then. And like, did people splash? Like what happened?
People did splash when she asked them to.
Okay.
But that part of the show was over and the girl didn't get the memo.
But
Cardi opened the door. Like,
I know. I'm saying like,
sound off in the comments. Are you Team Cardi or Team Girl? Let us know. Okay, next story. I know you're obsessed with this story. I probably would have chosen it anyway, but I specifically chose it for you.
Thank you.
Lisa Hochstein.
Can't wait to talk about it. She is slamming
her estranged husband, Lenny, for getting engaged to his mistress while still married. So Lisa Hochstein sarcastically congratulated her estranged husband, Lenny Hochstein, and his mistress, Katerina Mazepa, on their engagement. So Lenny revealed that he popped the question to his girlfriend of 1 year. He is 57. She is 27. Despite being legally married to Lisa still. And Lisa then took to Instagram, shared his post and wrote, congrats to my current husband and his mistress on their engagement. Then she also slammed Lenny's mom. So Lenny's mom had left a comment on his engagement post and wrote, I will be very happy that this time you are getting a woman who loves and respects you. You certainly did not have that in your previous marriage. Good luck. Congratulations. That's what Lisa's mother-in-law, Lenny's mom, had commented. And Lisa shared her comment and wrote, what a wonderful mother-in-law and grandmother. How disgusting.
Yeah, and that's the thing about this that I do not like, which is, like, there are kids involved.
And, yeah.
You know, like, it's like they have two young kids. The dad, the parents are still married. They're having a very contentious divorce. The dad, obviously, he had an affair, correct?
Yeah, and this is the woman he had an affair with.
Right, and then you just, like, run off into the sunset before, like, you have, you know.
Settled.
And it's just 1,000% wrong.
It's so.
And it's like, what's the rush?
What's the rush? Well, he is 57 and she's 27, so maybe there's that. Two,
but like they can still have a baby and like not get, do you know what I mean? Like it's just so disrespectful.
It really
to get engaged while you're still married and you have kids. And then grandma, fuck off, no, grandma. Like what are you doing?
Grandma's a bitch.
Because that lives on forever and the kids grow up. It's now a news story. They see it. Their last name is Hochstein. They Google themselves. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, it's so true. Grandma was being a wench.
Yeah.
And
no, they were just like looking for headlines. And I just hate people like that.
No, by the way, I actually understand people who are looking for headlines. I hope to be one of those people myself one day.
Yeah, but for doing something positive.
At the expense of your own family, yeah. Like that's where I draw the line. Like totally. That's so like evil. And that's just the crazy thing about divorce is that like.
Yeah, you really see sides of people that you didn't even know could possibly exist.
Not only that, but like you will find yourself doing like the lowest of the low things yeah. to somebody who you would have at one point taken a bullet for.
Yeah. You know, I think the thing that is really interesting about this and one of the things that is interesting about reality TV, although I don't always partake, I do love Love is Blind. That is the one I know that you I like. Do. I just felt like I need
You're
to
such
say
a Bartiste
that,
girl.
How dare you? How dare you? I'm actually like not a fan of anybody that's ever been on the show. I think they're all actually horrible.
What about the Hamiltons?
But except
and,
for them,
and
yes.
And what about Amber and Barnett? I feel like you love them.
I just can't believe that they're still together, but they're weird to me, you
no,
know?
Because you want
to
know why? Like, love wins. Like, they loved each other.
Yeah, they did. They did, except he also, like, loved another girl or two,
but he
you
didn't.
Know?
Like, she was crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if we, as a, like, country will ever be as unified as we were during season one of Love is Blind.
No, 100%.
I can't remember.
And those are the relationships that I think are the strongest.
Yeah, of course. I also just can't remember a time where like everyone was talking about this one thing more than we were during season one of Love is Blind.
Maybe White Lotus, but that's it.
Yeah, but there were even people who like didn't watch White Lotus. Like, yeah. I don't know a single person who didn't watch Love is Blind.
Totally. Shapiro is obsessed. Obsessed beyond belief.
Because it's like a circus. It's yeah. a freak show.
It's a freak show.
And it's the best
And the people
TV.
That are going on now just want to get famous. And my favorite thing about it is like they don't get that famous. Like that Chicago crew mm-hmm. is the worst. Yeah. All those girls went on because they wanted to be famous. And now they all like have fake podcasts together. And like nobody
Relatable.
Cares about them. And it's like
Relatable.
If you go on the show, like the first one was such a true experiment and nobody yes. really knew what was happening. And now the rest of these people just try to play the game. You
nobody
know?
Knew that it was going to turn into like this global phenomenon yeah. and that the people who were like the stars of season one would end up becoming like actually famous.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of talk about Lauren and Cameron maybe taking Lachey
over. Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Vanessa Lachey's job.
I'd be here for that.
Me too. They're like true celebrities.
Yeah.
And now that people know that that's a possibility, the group of people you're going to get applying for the show is just different.
Different, totally. Yeah,
but you were making a point about Lisa and Lenny. You said
the point that I was making was, and we learned this with the Richard sisters, is like anything that is going to be uncovered is uncovered when you're on reality TV,
yeah, you
right?
You can't hide anything.
And like Lisa and Lenny, I did not watch, but from what I read in the Daily Mail, like their divorce played out on the show
it
and
did.
Everybody I think unanimously took Lisa's side, right? Like
of course.
People saw what was happening. So
I mean,
understandably.
He was caught on a hot mic during the season, like right before they announced their divorce. And he was just like talking shit. He was like, oh, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Like I'm seeing someone. He brought his mistress into the house while Lisa was wearing a microphone. Like the footage they got on Miami Housewives was crazy.
So and then he takes it a step further to get engaged while they're still married. And it's like his mom is then going to go and try. Do you know what I mean?
Of
like
course.
We've now seen that Lisa is a stand up galley,
yeah.
right? She puts the kids first.
Yep.
She did the right thing in her marriage. No skeletons have come out about Lisa
it's
and
true.
What she did behind the scenes. And then y'all are going to keep doing this.
It's
Do
true.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like if she did something negative in the relationship, if she was cheating on him, if she was nasty to him, if she didn't put the kids, like
he
all
would
of these
feel
things,
like he has something to be mad. Like he would have
it
a reason.
Come out. It no, would have come out.
And he would like, he's doing all of this. Why?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to be married to Lisa anymore. Okay, you can still act with dignity. Like she,
yeah.
you're right. Like,
and then give her a proper divorce and move on.
Nothing has been uncovered about them. You're so about her.
Yeah.
So it's like, why are you doing all this? Just because you're mean? Like it's giving mean girl.
Yeah, it's giving mean girl. And grandma. Really grandma.
It's giving mean grandma.
Because grandma should know her better. Privileges. Like, I don't know. How do you keep your kids around someone toxic like that?
Yeah, no, you grandma know? Should know better too. Like, you're supposed to be older and wiser.
And she was, I mean, I watched the first season of Miami because, you know, I'm OG Bravo when they did the live reunion.
The best.
And if you've never seen it, you should just go watch it because Adriana DeMora is a queen of her mind.
But Olivia, she's still on now and she's so fucking insufferable. It was crazy.
I could see that.
The OG seasons, she was my favorite.
Yeah.
She's horrible.
Yeah, well, people change.
People change.
Lenny Hochstein.
Right.
So net, Team Lisa all the way. And honestly, I just, in situations like this, I just feel so terrible for the kids.
Of course.
And that's how I'm feeling.
No, and divorce is bad, I think, you know, no matter what.
Especially because the kids are young and divorce is bad. And they live in my, I don't, you know, like Miami is such a tight-knit community. I feel like the kids going to school, like it's just all drama. And why do young kids need that?
No, I mean, divorce is terrible for kids, I think, at any age, but when there's the element of like things being on the internet, living like forever. Existing forever, yeah. It's just really sad. And you need to, when you're in the spotlight, like you need to do better for your kids and you need to act right. And 100%. Lenny and his mom are acting wrong.
They're acting 100% wrong.
And grandma's a wench. All right. Our next story is kind of about our co-host, which is really crazy. Harry Styles flashes a new tattoo and it says Olivia. And I just want to know, like, when are you going to tell Shapiro about your man? Like, really uncool of you. Harry Styles has been spotted with a tattoo believed to be a dedication to his ex-girlfriend, Olivia Wilde. In photos obtained by Page Six, the former 1D singer can be seen 1D. Flashing the tattoo on a boat in Italy on Friday. So he shows off what appears to be the word Olivia inked in italic on his thigh. The word colazione, which is Italian for breakfast, also appeared to be inked on his leg. It's unclear if there's any connection between the tattoos, but it literally says Olivia. And then, like, underneath it, it says Colazione, but there's like 6 inches.
Say that one more time.
Colazione. Colazione. There's like 6 inches of space. I don't believe that they are
related. Well, so I have a couple questions on this. Like, have we ever seen this part of his thigh before to like know that this is super new?
That's a good question. He is wearing the tiniest bathing suit anyone's ever seen. Like,
yeah,
it's like I could see his penis bones and then I could see like his pubes. It's a really tiny bathing suit. Very European.
Very.
So I don't know. I'm sure that historically, like in the summer, he's been on vacation. He's always getting paparazzi'd on yachts. We would have noticed if this was there before. It's definitely new.
Well, because they have that song, 1D, something about Olivia. So it's like maybe there is
that's the John Mayer song.
No, there's an Olivia.
A different song. Yeah, yeah, but something about song. Olivia is John Mayer.
Okay, the what's 1D?
I live for you, I long for you, Olivia. Hey,
okay,
hey.
So maybe there's an Olivia's life that we don't know about. It's a testament to her.
And
it's me.
They didn't write their own songs back in the day. Like, those 1D songs actually don't have any meaning to any of the guys. Like, they were part of a machine, you know?
That's horrible.
Do you ever see their documentary?
I don't think so, but honestly, I would enjoy watching that.
It's one of the best. Don't get me started on my celebrity documentary tirade. Everybody's heard it enough, but like, that's a really good one.
It's a really good one. I love a documentary. So,
what's your favorite celebrity documentary?
I don't know. Actually,
I feel like you liked Amy.
I loved Amy. Yeah, and I love her. I feel like I can't. It's too much pressure right now to like think right off the top of my head.
That's not a thing you have.
But I heard the Jelly Roll one is really good. Did you see it?
No,
it's on Hulu.
I actually would watch that.
Yeah.
His story is very interesting.
Very interesting.
And I like his wife.
Yeah.
She's a podcaster.
Is she? They've been together for like before he was famous.
Yeah, no, I know.
And he was like in jail.
And I believe he was homeless and he had a kid and they met and she like got him an apartment and was like, listen, I don't know if we're going to be together forever.
So we're watching tonight?
Yeah, by the way. Totally. 100%.
Okay. Jelly Roll. We'll let you know tomorrow.
Jelly Roll on the toast.
Yeah.
So Harry Styles has a tattoo. The girl who clearly represents the tattoo is no longer in his life. Do you remove the tattoo?
No, I think a lot. I mean, I don't have any tattoos, so tattoo community don't come for me. But I feel like people get tattoos, and even if it's no longer representative of them at that moment in time, it was at one point, and tattoos are almost like, it's like memorializing elements of your life that it doesn't have to be. Like, does Pete Davidson still have Kim as my lawyer?
No.
Oh. Well, that's...
And he doesn't have Kim's...
It doesn't make my point, but...
And he doesn't have... Remember, he got the kid's letters. He got, like, N.
I think if you're, like, going to get a tattoo and you're not, like, committed to going all the way, despite the fact that, like, it might not be your future forever, you should probably not get a tattoo.
No, but that's the thing with tattoo culture now. It's like, when you have a bunch of tattoos, like, you can get them changed. He changed the Kim is my lawyer one. You can cover it. You can change it. You can add different letters. That's like Lala Kent had Rand. Forever, Randall Emmett. And then he ended up being like
the horriblest human.
And she changed it to brand new.
love that for her.
Yeah, so it was like, there are ways. So there now ways. I feel like tattoos, also with tattoo removal, like, it's not as, like, crazy to do. That's like, fair. I believe, yeah. You know, remember when Ariana got, like, Pete Davidson's dad's FDNY, like, shield on her foot?
No, but okay.
I believe it's long gone. It's either been covered or removed.
What's up with, like, people, the Pete Davidson tattoo community is its own little orb.
It's so true. But I agree that I think some people use their bodies as, like, storyboards for their life. And so you don't have to get it removed.
100%.
Like, maybe they ended amicably and he can acknowledge that that was, like, an important relationship in his life.
And I think that's very mature of him. And it seems like something that would, like, that seems like his personality.
Yeah, he's, like, so, like, emotive.
Yeah. Like, he's not, like, bitter Lenny Hockstein-esque.
Harry would never. Now, we don't have any tattoos because we're two Jewish queens. Mm-hmm. But if you were to get a tattoo, mm-hmm. do you ever think about, like, what you would get?
Like, no, but I guess we could, like, think about it here, you know?
I've thought about it.
Yeah.
And I would get the word, because I feel like, yeah, you would say I get my kids, but, like, you could have more kids, then you have to update the tattoo.
Right.
So it'd need to be something all-encompassing, like, and what's so important to us, family. I would get Mishpacha.
Cute.
Maybe on my forehead.
I was just going to say, where would you put it?
Maybe connecting my eyebrows to give me one long eyebrow.
And I would support that.
And what would you get? Have you thought about, like, what you would get for a tattoo?
No, but, like, I think placement is so interesting, you know?
You would get it above your ass crack, obviously.
Obviously. And then, like, I don't know. I feel like people do, like, sorry, I don't want to show my feet.
What, you want to get it on your feet?
No, you know, like, people do, like, a little, like, ankle or toe or, like, here or something.
The new thing is doing, like, tiny micro tattoos on your fingers. That's what, like, all, like, Hailey Bieber has.
I have a friend that instead of wearing, like, a wedding ring, he has, like, a ring tattooed. And that's cool. that's very lovely.
Yeah.
His name is Shingy. He, like, people know him.
And you can never take it off.
Yeah, and so you have to be married for life, you know?
I think Ben should do that.
Yeah, I really think it's actually very sweet.
That is a sweet one.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend going to look at these photos of Harry Styles, not because of the tattoo, because honestly, who cares? But it's such a teeny tiny bathing suit. Like, look at that.
I mean, he was not interested in having tan lines.
And I respect that. And I just think everybody should go take a look at that because it's definitely important, you know, for society. Today's episode is brought to you by Vegamore. You know, we are always trying to do right by our bodies. When it comes to hair and scalp, we really were adamant about finding a product that actually works, but is also made with clean ingredients. And Jackie was the one who started using Vegamore first and got me into it because, you know, I hate talking about this, but, like, a few months ago, I really started to experience hair shedding and I was looking to have my hair look fuller and thicker and just healthier. So the Vegamore Grow Kit is everything. I'm obsessed with the serum, the shampoo and conditioner. So it's giving us the ability to have thicker, fuller, shinier, longer hair without all those harsh ingredients. All the Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and they are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. So what's even greater about the Grow Kit is that because it comes in, like, the Essentials Kit, where you get to try more than one amazing product, but also at a great savings. So when you sign up for the monthly subscription, you save more and you never run low on the products that you need to take care of your hair. I'm now on, like, month two of the Grow, like, really being rigorous and being consistent with it. The subscription is so great because I don't have to worry about running out and I'm starting to see results and I feel so much better. Like, I had a lot of, not like bald spots, but just thinning around my scalp in the front. And when I put my hair up in a ponytail, you could see it and it was, like, really embarrassing. So the Hair Serum Daily is what I've been using and the shampoo and conditioner, and it just keeps my scalp healthy and flourishing. So give yourself the hair you never thought you could have with Vegamore. For a limited time, the Toast listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/toast and using code toast at checkout. That's vegamore.com/toast, code toast to save 20% off your first order, vegamore.com/toast, code toast. Our next story is a little bit more celebrity drama. Teresa Giudice is calling Sofia Vergara the rudest celebrity she's ever met. So she said that Sofia Vergara is the rudest celebrity she ever met during a latest podcast episode of hers. She was chatting with her co-host and she recalled an incident from 2017 where Vergara allegedly appeared reluctant to take a picture with the reality star backstage at a talk show. And Teresa argued that Vergara should be nice because she's a
Vergara. Quote, I just felt like I needed to be Jackie in that
Teresa
moment.
Teresa argued that Sofia Vergara should be nice because she's, quote, an immigrant.
What?
Yeah. So Sofia Vergara, this is what she said, quote, Sofia Vergara's PR person and my PR person spoke together. And I guess the two of them said, let's get a picture of Teresa and Sofia together. I didn't want to take a picture with her. I've never asked to take a picture with anybody. She's the rudest woman I've ever met. She goes on. I saw her whole demeanor. And then I heard her say to her PR person, why are you making me take a picture with that lady? I was like, excuse me, I did not want to take a picture with you. I never asked to take a picture with you, she further claimed. I was like, how rude. You're so not humble. You're not a humble person. You forgot where you came from. Oh, it's not like she started out like being on the top. She forgot where she came from. She's so not a down-to-earth person. That's what she said. And I just have a question about...
I have so many questions about this.
Yeah, like, of course, everyone should be nice. And let's say, for argument's sake, Sofia Vergara was not nice. You know, immigrants can be whatever they want. Like, I don't know why she had to bring immigration into this.
100%. And, like, isn't she an immigrant, too, from Italy? Her and her ex-husband?
No, I think she was born here. Okay. Actually, that's a good question. No,
because he got deported.
Can you not? Can you only get deported if you're not from here?
I guess. You can't get deported.
Why not?
Where would you be deported to?
No, you're right. You can't. You can only get deported if you're not from here.
Yeah. Or born here, her husband, ex-husband, father of her children. And then she's talking about her
mouth. And by the way, I think the amount of people who have, you know, negative interactions with Teresa Giudice, like.
Well, so this is what I was going to say. I have like a decent amount of experience with like talent, mm-hmm. right? And I think in situations like that, like where the PR people are just like pushing you around to take photos, this and that, like you don't actually know what's going on.
No, and Sophia's so fine to be like, why are you making me take a picture with that lady? I'm sure Sofia Vergara has no fucking idea.
No who idea. Teresa Giudice and maybe is. She wanted the context, right? Like, so
that's not a crazy thing to ask.
No, and I think also this is a classic case of like perception not being reality, right? So like, did Teresa hear her say that, or did she like see her mouth move and then like assume that she said that? Like, this is like a non-situation that she's making seem like Sofia Vergara wasn't nice to her, and like maybe she was cold, but like it's not like, I don't know, she splashed water on her at a concert. Like, no, it's not the same.
It's literally the it's ego. 100%. I didn't want a picture with you, but you wanted a picture with me. It's like,
but like, why are these two even in the same room? Like, where were they in the same room?
They were both appearing on a talk show. And so they were both backstage in different green rooms, and the PR people like communicated with one another. It was like, oh, my client, we should get a picture.
The PR people need to stop. This is the fault of the PR people.
Because honestly, like, why does the world need a picture of Teresa Giudice and Sofia Vergara? We don't.
We don't. We absolutely do not. And there's like, you know, with a lot of people, there's like a 6 degrees of separation. There's not here. You cannot bring these two together in any way, shape, or form.
There's no connection.
None. None whatsoever.
Who is the rudest celebrity you've ever met?
That's a really interesting question. There's this one podcaster, actually.
Who?
I'm kidding. I was going to say you.
Oh, I'm like, wait, what podcasters are you hanging out
with? I've had really pleasant experiences with talent, actually. I am a person that likes to focus on the positive.
Okay. You're really not, but okay.
I like to focus on the positive.
You're actually one of the most negative people I've ever met.
Am I?
Including myself. Like, I'm negative, too.
How am I negative?
You just are. Like, if I came back and, like, if you went somewhere, I'm like, oh, how was your day? Like, the first thing you would say would be the bad thing. Like,
that's not true. That's not true. All this weekend, I said, this is the most glorious day. You were the one that's like, oh, torch, I gotta lay down.
I am admittedly like a very negative person. Yeah. I don't think that's a bad thing.
I don't think I'm that negative. If you think I am, I will digest the feedback, accept it, and move on.
I think you are definitely like an extremely like negative person.
I think extremely is, I could be negative. I don't think I'm extremely.
Here's my barometer is me. Like, I am a negative person and I pale in comparison to you. Like,
I think that that's absolutely false.
I think you should ask some of our sisters.
I absolutely will. And I think that they would say that you're more negative than I am.
No.
100%.
Okay, I'm putting it in the scenes chat.
Go.
And hopefully they'll answer while we are live.
These are lies. I came on
who
here.
Who would you say is a more negative person? ? Me or Olivia? ? Oh, none of that went through. Who would you say is a more negative person? ? Me or Olivia?
I'm still trying to think about my most negative celebrity encounter. I think you should just type.
Be totally honest. No, I sent it. All right, I'll let you know if they respond.
Yeah, because who's your most negative celebrity encounter?
My one I always say, but like I've really moved on from
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff.
I heard she's awesome. Ben said she's so great.
I know. Yeah. And I think maybe like my experience with her was like truly
maybe
isolated.
You were the Teresa Giudice and she was the Sofia Vergara.
I mean, I was literally 16 and all I wanted was a photo with her. And she told me like, stop following her around.
Yeah. I was never the type of person that I'm like, if I saw a celebrity, I'm like, I need a photo with you or I need your autograph, you know?
Who's the first celebrity you ever met in person?
Oh my God, I don't even know.
Oh, I know who it was. We tell the story all the time.
The Veronicas. But they like weren't even celebrities. But no, like to us, they were.
I think they were shocked that like
anybody cared about them. That, like, yeah.
Two people came up.
And it was four of us.
Yeah, came up and asked for a photo.
I don't know. I really don't know. That's such a great question.
I know.
So many of my memories are like so deeply buried, you know? It would really like take, I don't know.
It's
like
trauma a crane repression. To dig them out. It's trauma repression. I don't remember anything.
Nothing.
When I was an intern though, one of my jobs was like basically being like a butler for talent. Like I would just come in and be like, do you want drinks? Whatever.
Yeah.
And there were like really famous people there. Like you worked there too. Who did we meet then? We met everyone. Like from reality stars to A-list actors.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know.
But like so many every people. Day it was like somebody hella famous. Yeah. Salma Hayek.
Yeah. No, Titus. I'm saying even before that, I worked, I feel like people don't even know this. When I was at NYU, I interned for Nanette Lepore for one semester. Do you know what that is?
Wait, they answered me.
What'd they say?
I'm in shock.
Yeah, it's you. I mean.
They both said me.
Thank you.
Margo said you and Jackie said, oh, that's tough. You. What?
Thank you.
You're delusional. You need a reality check. I'm in shock.
Yeah, you're the one that actually needs to get up.
Oh my God, you are so negative. I'll stand by that.
Okay, and by the way, nobody's saying that I'm not negative. You're just very much more. And I said that the word extremely was the wrong word to use. I just negative.
I feel
just
like negative. I'm such a ray of light. Like, what are you guys talking about? Like,
I think that your negativity is a ray of light because it's comedy. Because
it's funny.
Yeah.
No, but like, I'm always thinking about how much I wish I was someone else just so I could hang out with me. Like, I'm a ray of light. I'm a delight. I'm
just
a joy.
Just because you're obsessed with yourself doesn't mean that you're not negative.
That's not what I'm not saying I'm obsessed with myself. I say, like, I always make every situation fun. I'm always...
That doesn't mean that you're not negative, though.
No, it does. Like, I'm a literal ray of light.
Because people who are, like, uber positive can be, like, super fucking annoying to be around.
Toxic
you know?
Positivity is a real
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. You and your, like, verbs for things, like, yeah. trauma repression. No. Toxic
positivity. It's actually an amazing point.
You need, like, a dictionary of, like, these words that you, like,
Olivia,
describe.
I'm, like,
as.
A woke internet user. Like, I have a word for everything.
Okay.
Trauma repression is real.
I know it
is. Are you trying to silence the victims of trauma repression?
I can't even respond to that. I am a victim of trauma repression.
I can't believe everybody said I'm negative. Like,
I'm
really
honestly
not.
Feeling so vindicated. I wish my phone was in my hand too, so I could just say really big not. Thank you to Claudia, to Jackie and Margo.
I'm in shock. They both said me.
Why are you in shock?
Because you're so negative.
I know, but like I'm second to you. You don't even, you can't even see your own shadow, girlfriend.
No, but like, okay, maybe that's something I need to work on because.
Right. And I said I would accept and digest the feedback from you. And now you should accept and digest the feedback from your sisters.
I can't. Like, I refuse to accept it. I'm not believing
what
it.
What is that called? Being like
denial?
Negative Nancy.
No, it's like denialism superioristically. Okay, should we go into our fifth and final story?
Called being a denial supremacist.
No, yeah. It's a hunchback who can't see his own hunch.
Totally.
All right, our
what
next.
What was the story even about? Oh, it's Teresa Giudice.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just saying, I'm Team Sophia.
Obviously.
And why you got to bring immigration into it?
Yeah. And you know, I'm just, I said it at the top of the show because it really, like, there is something called, like, the Teresa Giudice flip switch.
Yeah.
And nobody flip switches more than her.
It's
you know?
True. Like, if you watch Housewives, like, you know that Teresa's perception of reality is so
warped.
She, yeah. like, so I have a feeling this entire interaction went a totally different way, but this is how she received it.
So while I'm here and just to like get educated, what is going on with Teresa and Melissa? And like, how are they both going to be on the same show?
Well, so that's the thing. It got really bad at the end of last season, like fighting about everything. Teresa's new man, he went into business with Joe. Then it got bad. And then Joe hired him. Louis, the boy, the new man, hired a private investigator, Bo Deedle. Like, oh, it was God. Really, really bad. And they were like, Teresa was like, I will never film with you again, blah, blah. So everyone was like, all right, Melissa's obviously going to get fired. And now I think they're about to start picking up. And I believe they're all back. So I don't know.
And it's this really is what I'm sad. Talking about with, like, you can't go on reality TV and, like, keep anything under the covers. Yeah. Like, it just doesn't stay there.
Yeah.
Because these people need to make a living, and they make a living by exposing theirs and other people's secrets. So, Team Lisa to bring
Team
it all
Lisa.
Back.
Team Lisa. All right, our fifth and final story is a little tech biz news. You know, last week, Elon Musk was tweeting and explaining that Twitter is going to be rebranded. It's going to be called X. The logo's going to change. The name is going to change. And honestly, like, people were freaking, but I'm like, this is just Elon being Elon. Like, I didn't think, like, for a second that this was actually going to happen. But on my phone now, I have X.
Yeah.
It really went through, and he is explaining himself to CNBC. He said, Twitter was acquired by X Corp, both to ensure freedom of speech and as an accelerant for X, the Everything app. So this is not simply a company renaming itself, but it's doing the same thing. The Twitter name made sense when it was just 140 character messages going back and forth like birds tweeting. But now you can post almost anything, including several hours of video. In the months to come, we will add a comprehensive communication and the ability to conduct your entire financial world. The Twitter name does not make sense in that context, so we must bid adieu to the bird. So let me just say, like, his explanation actually makes sense. Like, the platform isn't tweet anymore. Yeah. Like, you're not saying dumb little thoughts. It's much more concise. You can write essays. I totally get it. You can live stream, whatever. Having said that, like, I just think this is bad marketing. Like, to get your the name of your product to be so integrated into culture, like, tweet. Like, everyone, it's just so...
Yeah. Pervasive.
Yeah, but what's the word I'm looking for?
Ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous, thank you. So I just feel like to give that up is so dumb.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I have a couple thoughts, because I agree. Like, when I first heard it, I'm like, And there were a couple things that, like, from me, from, like, more of, like, a marketing communications background, I just think the rollout was so shitty, you know, where it's like, okay, if you saw, like, I saw a bunch of tweets about this where the main Twitter logo changed to X, but all their other official Twitter accounts like Twitter Sports all still the bird. So it's like they should have, like, really packaged it up.
Twitter Sports, right?
Yeah. Like, they didn't change everything all at once. Yep. Like, and if you're saying that you're going to build this super app, which, like, that's what I want to get into, it's like, and the financial of it all wouldn't have made sense. Well, then, like, launch a new feature or a new product where, like, Twitter in that context wouldn't have made sense, and then do the rebrand there. Like, I don't necessarily agree with the Meta rebrand of it all, but, like, they really went deep into Web3 when they did the Meta announcement. So, like, it was combined together. I think the one thing that everybody's trying to solve for, which I think Facebook originally tried to do and they weren't doing successfully, is, like, pretty much, like, in China, like, there's one app and everybody uses, like, one app for everything, right?
Oh.
A super app. Instead of having, like, a million apps like we have here. And I think what Elon is trying to do is he's trying to recreate that here.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like other people have tried to do it and tried to, and it's, and Amazon, I think to some extent, has some elements of it because, like, they have Whole Foods, they're launching healthcare. You can buy anything in the world that you need online.
They have home shopping.
They have home shopping. You can be a seller on there and run a business, right? Like, but there's an element of social media that's missing from Amazon, which is the core part of the super app in China.
Isn't that what Instagram's been trying to do, though, since day one? Because every time, like, they had a good idea, it became popular for posting photos, and then Snapchat stories were a thing, so they became Snapchat stories. Then TikTok became a thing, so then they just started doing Reels. They, like, stole everyone's idea in the hopes that, like,
any... But just in the context of social media, not in other
facets. I'm saying just social media.
Yeah. I would say Instagram is definitely, like, a super media, so, like, a social media super app.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a tongue twister.
I didn't know super app. I
but
never heard of this.
But they didn't, like, combine everything else together. Like, Facebook owns so many different things, plus with their Web3 investments, Oculus, WhatsApp. Like, if they brought WhatsApp and Instagram to,
do you know what I mean?
All in one, like, that starts to create the vibe of a super app. So I think that's what Elon is trying to do. I just don't know if here in the US, like, we're going to operate that way.
Yeah.
We're just, like, not those sort of people. Like, people are very brand loyal. They feel, like, very definitively about the things that they care about. They use this app. They use this streaming service. Like, think about how many streamers we have. Like, 15,000, you know, it's not like one super streamer app.
And Americans are also, like, very passionate. Like,
yes.
Like, they know who owns certain apps and they don't want to support Zuckerberg or they don't want to support Elon. So, like, they'll stop themselves from using apps just because of their own, like, principles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. So I think, like,
I feel like that's not a thing in China.
I think it's a long-term move that it was done short-sightedly because it needed a full comms plan and it needed a rollout that included elements of a super app.
Right, because, by the way, on X, I was playing around.
Yeah, and it's like your thought now called an X. Do you know what I mean?
So,
like,
when you go to send
no
a tweet,
kind of, like,
on X now, I'm typing something, the button to publish is still called tweet.
This is what I'm talking about.
It's half-assed. You're right. Half-baked.
I'm all down for a rebrand, and it needs to be very well thought out. I don't,
but,
like,
the name, like, oh, check X, or have you seen what's on X today?
Like, I know, it's hard to fathom, but then, like, once it happens and you, like, can't imagine life without it, you know?
Now that we're, like, a month or two, I forget how.
Do you think when
they
created, like, GoPuff, they were like, GoPuff it? Like, somebody in a room was probably like, that sounds really fucking weird, but now that's what people say.
That's actually a good point. And now that we're, like, a month out, what are your thoughts on Threads? Because I was really excited about it, like, week of, and then probably 3 days in, I completely forgot about it. I haven't checked it since.
I
read somewhere that everyone was freaking, like, 100 million people signed up the day... I read that after week one, they had a 70% drop.
Yeah. Yeah, because like been there, done that. Like it exists in another way. So if it's like, I understand like trying to bring all those things together, but that's not how people use Instagram today. So it's such a big like consumer behavior shift. And so like people get on it because like they want to see what it's all about, but it's not natural. It's not normal for us. So like we're not really going to partake in it.
So unless it's
I was
like
the exact same way. My tweets were, my threads were all about like being a hater of threads.
Yeah, no. And then everyone was like so excited about it. And I genuinely cannot remember the last time I checked it.
Yeah.
But I was so excited too, because I loved that it would just import from Instagram. So I didn't have to like build a whole new following. I already had like 200,000 followers.
I think if they had built the functionality into Instagram, so in the feed, you were seeing people's thoughts. Like, again, nobody wants another app.
By the way, that's kind of what they tried to do. Remember when they had like status updates?
Yeah, but like the way the interface of that, that was bad.
Yeah.
And by the way, that lasted for actually all of 2 minutes.
By the way, it still
exists. Do you have people who put...
I don't want to call them out, but there's two people who I like them both so much. They're always fucking doing it. I'm like, who are you talking to?
It's time for you to unfollow those people.
No, but I like them. But I'm literally like, who are you talking to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody's looking here.
You know, it needed to be integrated in a better way.
Yeah.
And also like the fact that it was like not threads.com. Like you have all the money in the world. Instagram, like go relieve that business up there.
What do you mean threads.com? It was an app.
No, I know. But like when you went to go like online, like
did you access threads on a website?
I don't know if you could access it on a website or if it was just like the download the app button here, right. But like they didn't own threads.com.
That's a big mistake.
Big mistake. And it's like, if you can't, some random company that had to put a thing on their site that said, we are not Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, go look.
Oh my God, I didn't see any of this. Hold on. That's so funny.
Well, if you were threading about threads, you would be in the threads.
Threading now. About threads. Okay, wait. Threads.com. A Slack replacement.
You see the button?
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. So it's a service for businesses. It's basically like Slack or GChat. And it literally has a button on their website. We are not associated with Instagram. That is so funny.
But it's
funny.
Like this business could have like literally probably made like $20 million by selling their .com.
Right,
you know?
Right. And they should have just done it.
Yeah.
They could have just changed like chatthreads.com or whatever.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, you know, the thing is like we in the US, I think like behave differently than other, you know,
countries,
than other countries. And... I don't know. I'm a fan of rebrands, even as like unnecessary as they may be sometimes.
Yeah.
But it has to be well thought out. This just like kind of felt like a rush. Like, and that's the thing about Elon a little bit, which I like appreciate also. Like he has an idea and it's like, okay, the next day it's done, you know?
It's a little erratic.
But I think like having been part of a couple of rebrands, like you have to really turn over every stone.
Totally.
And if you're not doing that, it's just not going to be a successful rebrand. Like
so
people need to understand, like the way that he has to go on CNBC and explain themselves, like you should have just wrote a letter of like, here, do you know what I mean? Like there should have been like a brand positioning that went out with it.
No,
you know?
That's actually really true. So what, as a professional marketer yourself, what were your thoughts on the Toast rebrand?
Absolutely loved it.
Any notes, like things we did incorrectly?
No. Like again, you did it. There was an announcement behind it. All the assets changed at the same time. It was well thought out. It was because you were ever evolving with your community and the way that they refer to you. Like, right, you didn't just go and call it.
The Fart. We should have
honestly,
called it The Fart.
Great name.
Oh, no, yeah. We went from the breath to the fart. That's like too much. Actually, fun fact for anyone who's new here is Jackie and I first started doing a podcast. It was called The Morning Breath.
Yep.
And Olivia was our showrunner, producer, literally booker, everything.
Yep. Those were the days.
Those were the days. Do you miss working with us ever?
I do. I do. But you guys are like so successful, awesome, and killing it on your own. Like it's so great to just kind of be a fly on the wall and
say. That's so nice. I think that sometimes we miss you.
I miss you guys too.
You're just like very organized. And like you're a great businesswoman and you're really smart. And we're definitely missing that.
Thank you. Yeah, no, but in the beginning when we, like you guys have such a well-run operation now. People don't realize like in the beginning, I mean, what it started at was me and my janky hands holding two phones.
Uh-huh.
One was Facebook Live. One was Instagram Live. And I was like, we didn't even buy a tripod. It was like
true. The first episode ever of Jackson Claude, we were literally using Olivia's arms as tripods.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know how they didn't break.
Me either. And like, honestly, for everybody that was there, because people always comment and they're like, I've been here since day one. It's
right.
Like, have you been here since that day
yes,
one?
Yes, they
like,
have.
Yeah, which is like, I'm sorry, like you probably got a seizure, you know?
I would absolutely love to go find episode one of The Toast.
We just like found a room and like did, and there's so many learnings that have happened along the way. Like, look at this setup now. Like, you know how to like HDMI into the USB-C
right.
And then export to ABCDEFG. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know how to do that stuff, but I think like you really kind of, you guys did this all on your own. Like, it's amazing.
Not really, because you were there.
I was there. I was there in the beginning. It was great times.
Thank you for joining the toast, and thanks for
Is it over already?
Yeah, we killed those fast five.
Anything it's like else? Sad.
Well, we don't have to be done. What else do you want to talk about, girlfriend?
No, I don't necessarily have anything else to talk about. It's just been so lovely being here with you.
I just love having you here.
I know. It's so crazy how I'm really like a Patreon girly.
Yeah.
The Patreon community knows me really well.
Thank you so much for bringing that up.
You're so welcome.
I meant to promote this at the beginning of the episode, but we put a vlog up on our Patreon yesterday that people are calling
Academy Award winning.
They're calling it literally Nobel Peace Prize worthy. We went to Costco. I'm not a Costco girl, but Olivia's husband like literally wants to be buried at Costco. And he goes, you know, a couple times a month, and we joined him on the trip. Oh my God. It was fun at first. I was like into it. I was impressed. And then it slowly like devolved into like the most insanely torturous, exhausting day. I'm not trying to be negative. So the
showing your true colors.
The vlog is available at patreon.com/thetoast. People are obsessed with it. I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm gonna try and make a little bit more content while I'm down here.
And if anybody was wondering where I was taking a 2-hour nap, and it was glorious.
And somebody had to watch the kids. Like,
yeah. And I came home, and there was like a beautiful Diet Coke for me in the fridge. Like, it was just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, that is the kind of the one fatal flaw of the vlog, though, is that you're not in it.
I know, but I'm spoken about a lot. Like, it's really interesting that you guys think like I would like blueberry muffins.
Like, okay. Do you like blueberry muffins?
Like, they're okay, but that crumb cake one definitely looked much better. A mistake.
When I rewatched the vlog, I'm like, why did we not get the crumb cake?
Yeah. There was something else that you guys said that I liked. It was just like making me laugh.
Wine?
Oh, the wine stuff. Yeah. Yeah. But you actually didn't buy any wine yesterday because we don't need. We're fully stocked. Yeah.
So it's a great vlog. Olivia's husband, Zach, is featured in it quite a bit.
I've been told that he's a star.
The star.
Yeah.
He is the star. He's so funny. He's so serious. He's so, literally, I couldn't even get him to talk on the vlog because he was so focused at Costco. Like, it's kind of like a military operation for him. He's like, knows where everything is.
And I think you guys like kind of threw off his vibe. Like, the way that you went in and you're like, okay, let's go to get the meat first. And like, he doesn't do that. Like, he starts at the produce. You know, like, he has his whole.
We were being toxic for sure.
He has his whole like path forward.
Yeah.
And it was definitely an experience for him. I think like he kind of loved like being
on camera.
Like he pretended like he didn't, but he loved it. You could tell.
That's the thing with vlogging. Like it's addicting.
It's addicting. You know, when he was like filling up the gas and being interviewed, like he really thought that he was a star.
Also, if you want to hear more from Olivia, you have to go to her Instagram at Olivia Oshry, OSHRY. She posts fabulous mom content, cooking content. You're really an amazing cook. What are you making us for dinner tonight?
I don't know. What do the kids want?
I don't think I would like hate like a chicken stir fry.
Okay. I like to make things that people ask for, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I would mind like an Asian fusion, like a rice and a stir fry kind of moment. Maybe done. A fried rice.
Done. I feel like the last time you were here, I made something like that too. Because like, that's what you like.
That's what I like. I like what I like. Yeah. So make sure to follow Olivia on Instagram at Olivia Oshry.
I could use a few more followers.
Yeah, you could never have enough.
It's like, how does my sister have 3 million and I don't even have 100,000, you know?
You're fine. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Toast. Thank you, Olivia, for being here. Thanks for listening to The Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, Castbox, all the places where listen to podcasts. Find us a Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and wickedly talented we are. I said everything, bitch.
You didn't even say anything there.
Love ya. Bye.